We're on the Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom. Omar Mar. Vein kach uvein kach lo yiva lo be'erev Shabbos lo be'motzei Shabbos. Either way, even in normal situations, a person should not have the first bia on Leil Shabbos, Friday night, and not on Motzei Shabbos. Versus Bishlom of be'erev Shabbos Yishum Chabura. Leil Shabbos is because, we'll see later, that it's Chil Shabbos because you're making a wound. And we'll discuss in detail what that malacha is. Ela b'motzei Shabbos amaylo. Why can't you have the first B on Motzei Shabbos? Om Reb Zeira Mishum Cheshbonos. Because if you have the first B, what's it called? The Motzei Shabbos, you make the chasna Motzei Shabbos. Right? Meaning over here, the main thing is not the bia. But the main thing is not making the chasna Motzei Shabbos, so that the first bia won't be Motzei Shabbos, right? Because of cheshbonos, Rashi mishum cheshbonos, shem yichnos l'motzei Shabbos yaseh suda b'layla, yachshol b'Shabbos ma'ut tzorich lahotzi, uksiv daber dover, that you're not allowed to make cheshbonos on Shabbos. So here we'll be making the cheshbonos, the meal will be Motzei Shabbos. You'll start making these cheshbonos on Shabbos, and therefore it's awesome. Omer le'abaya v'cheshbonos shol mitzvah mi'asirik. Ma'isa v'cheshbonos of mitzvah. Cheshbonos of v'chasana. That's a mitzvah, sudas mitzvah. You're allowed to make those cheshbonos on Shabbos. V'horav chizda v'rav hamanuna, meaning in your mind. You're allowed to think about them. We're not afraid he's going to write them down. We're afraid that he's going to think about them. And thinking about them, or even speaking about them, is mutter, because they're cheshbonos shol mitzvah. V'horav chizda v'rav hamanuna, because it says, umtso cheftzecho, cheftzecho v'lo cheftze mitzvah. Only your cheshbonos, but cheshbonos that are for a mitzvah are okay. The harav chizda v'rav hamanuna damrei tarvayu cheshbonos shel mitzvah mutar lechashvan b'Shabbos. Cheshbonos of mitzvah, you're allowed to make cheshbonos of mitzvah on Shabbos. The Amar of Elazar poskin stock, another situation similar, you're allowed to think of money matters on Shabbos where it's mitzvah. Poskin stock alaniyim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to make an appeal on Shabbos for funds for aniyim. Right, even though you mention amounts of money. V'omer Rabbi Yaakov, v'omer Rabbi Yochanan, hoch l'botei knesios, l'botei medrashos, l'fakeach al iskei rabin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to go to the shul or to Beis Medrash and have meetings, vad hanala meetings on Shabbos, l'fakeach al iskei rabin b'Shabbos, in order to, what's it called, take care of iskei harabin. So you see that iskei harabin is a mitzvah. V'omer Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, v'omer Rabbi Yochanan, mefachim pikuach nefesh b'Shabbos. You're allowed to go and take care of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. The Omer of Shmuel bar Nachman. All these cases are just examples of things that normally be aser, but for mitzvah is mutter. The Omer of Shmuel bar Nachman, the Omer of Yonason, holchim the tartios the karkoyos lefakeach al iskei rabin b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go to goyish and meeting halls. You ought to go to the town hall and take care of tzibur things on Shabbos. It's all mitzvah. V'tonid ve'menashya mishadchin al tinokos le'oris b'Shabbos. You're allowed to make shiduchim on Shabbos. V'alatinik l'lamdo sefer. You're also allowed to hire a malamed on Shabbos. L'lamdo umnes. You can even hire a malamed to teach your child a trade, because also mitzvah. So somebody's allowed to learn l'chor a trade on Shabbos too. Okay. Rashi. See Rashi till here. Mifachim motzim leor. You take care of. You make sure that they're able to be taken care of. Pikuach. Okay. Tartayos paute malachim v'shiltonim. Go to the king's palace, to the town hall, to take care of these things. Lalamdo umnes mitzvah. Right, that the person should be able to have a trade together with the Torah he learns. The Amrinim Bikdushin Shaviv Chai Velamda Umnes. Well, the Chora, that doesn't mean that you're allowed to do your job on Shabbos. You're allowed to hire a teacher to teach it, but you can't actually learn the Umnes on Shabbos, because the Umnes is Divrei Chol. But to get a teacher, that you can do. Okay, so that can't be the reason. The reason you can't have a marriage on Motzei Shabbos can't be because, what's it called, you'll be thinking of the cheshbonos of the Sudan Shabbos, as mutter. Elom Rab Zera, Gzera Shem Yishcho Den Oath. That's a Gersa. We have Tosas brings another Gersa, Shem Yishcho Bo Oath, on Shabbos. And Tosas, even though Shabbos is Nekeva, it's also Zohar. And we say, V'yonuchu Vo, V'yonuchu Vo. So it could be Bo Oath, but Den Oath means, we're not afraid you're going to shecht an animal. We'll see in one second that an answer Tosas gives on something else. But we're afraid that you'll forget yourself and you'll shecht a little bird and you'll won't catch yourself fast enough and you'll realize then there is a Shabbos. But to go and shecht a big animal, you can remember a Shabbos. So, Shem Yishcho Ben Of. Right? We're afraid that you'll get, you know, apprehensive about the Suda. And you'll take a Cornish hen and shecht it on Shabbos for the sake of the Suda. Or not on Shabbos, right before Moshe Shabbos, you'll look and see and forget that it's Shabbos. Rashi. Shem Yishcho Den Of, B'Shabbos, L'Tzorech Motzai B'Shabbos. Sheh Torah V'Yishchach Shu Shabbos. You'll be busy and apprehensive about the Suda, and you'll forget that it's Shabbos. That's the case, then there should be a reason to push off Yom Kippur when it falls on Monday. We push off Yom Kippur when it falls on Friday or Sunday. But now we should push it off even for Monday, because an Erev Yom Kippur will be Sunday. And Motzei Shabbos, and you have to eat a nice meal on Yom Kippur, on the Erev Yom Kippur, right? So, right, that would be a nice thing to quote me on. You have to eat a nice meal on Erev Yom Kippur, and therefore, what's it called, we should push off Yom Kippur so Erev Yom Kippur doesn't fall on Sunday. So Tosfos says, Lamaisa, there are four times in the year when somebody who shechts has to let people know that he also sold the mother or the child of this animal, because everybody's shechting animals then, and we don't want the mother and the child to be shechted on the same day. Four times a year before different Yomim Tovim. So why don't we say all those Yomim Tovim should be pushed away? Because on those Yomim Tovim also there's a lot of Shechita going on, and it's a mitzvah to eat. So here Tosha says what we said before. There's a mitzvah to eat meat. We're not afraid you're going to shecht a full-fledged animal because you got excited because of Suda and you forgot that it's Shabbos. To shecht a full-fledged animal, you have to really put in a lot of effort, and by the time you put in the effort, you'll remember it's Shabbos. We're only afraid that you'll shech a Cornish hen, a little oaf. On Erev Yom Kippur, the minig was not to eat meat, but to eat chicken and fish. And therefore, we're afraid more of Erev Yom Kippur than the other times when the minig was to eat mamish meat. So the Gemara says, so if Yom Kippur falls on Monday, we should push it off. That Erev Yom Kippur shouldn't be on Sunday. Whereas Gzeira Shem Yishcho Ben Oath, and have the same Gzeira, because maybe on Shabbos you'll shecht a Ben Oath in anticipation of the meal on Sunday's meal. Whereas says no, Hasan Blanafshe Lo Torid, Hacha De Lacherim Torid. Over there it's for your own meal. For your own meal you're not that apprehensive, but for a Chasan a meal where other people are coming, then you're apprehensive. So we only make this Gzeira for a Chasan a meal, not for your own personal meal. Inami, Hasam Isli Ravcha, Hachalesli Ravcha. Over there, the meal's going to be Moshe Shabbos. So you're apprehensive on Shabbos. By Yom Kippur, there's no mitzvah to eat Leil Erev Yom Kippur. The mitzvah is only Yom Erev Yom Kippur. So you have a whole night to prepare. You're not going to be apprehensive on Shabbos to go and shecht the Ben Of. Moshe says, Hashadosh Lahachi. Now that we said the reason why Moshe Shabbos is because Shema Yishcho Ben Of, then Erev Shabbos Nami, then the Leil Shabbos also. That's the reason you can't have a chasna on Friday night. Not because of Chabura. Not because the Bia Rishon is going to cause a wound. But because Gzeir Shem Yishcho Ben Oath. Because we're afraid that if you make the Suda on Shabbos itself, right, a new guest is going to show up. You're going to start putting out new tables. And you're going to realize that there's no food. So you're going to be in a panic and shecht Ben Oath. So therefore, there's no chasen this Friday night or Motzei Shabbos. Shecholios b'sheni b'Shabbos. Shitzrichim Rashi laharbos besuda achra Shabbos shu erev Yom Kippur, because erev Yom Kippur you have to have a big suda. Yidchel l'shlishi b'Shabbos shemi yishchol denov l'tzorah sudas macher. Let's push Yom Kippur off so erev Yom Kippur shouldn't fall on Sunday. Isle ravcha lishchol b'layla. No, you're there. You have plenty of time to prepare for the meal motzei Shabbos, because there's no mitzvah of meal motzei Shabbos when it comes to erev Yom Kippur. Shasuda eino ad b'macher. Over here, he's making the wedding Moshe Shabbos. The suda is immediately after Shabbos. Okay. Iboy Elohu. The suda nisei's berevi, the nivelis berevi. A woman gets married on Wednesday, and she can have bia on Wednesday, right? In the daytime. Now, even though normally bia is also in the daytime, there are situations where it's mutter. If you darken the house, or even what's it called, under the covers, so therefore, what's it called? That's not a problem. Okay, so what does it mean that she can even have bia with her on Wednesday, and v'lo chayshin lekruy daita, and even though it's going to pass an entire afternoon and an entire night, we're not afraid he's going to cool off if he finds that she's not a besula until Thursday morning to go to Beis Din. Okay, even though it's going to be quite a few hours. Or maybe not. What it means is that he gets married on Wednesday, but it has the first bia dafka on Wednesday night, so there won't be that much time between the bia and Beis Din convening the next morning where he could cool off. And we're afraid that maybe he'll cool off. So the takana was she gets married on Wednesday in order that they could have the bia rishona on Wednesday night, and then he'll go to Beis Din Thursday, but not get married Wednesday where he could have the beer shown on Wednesday itself. That's the shayla. Toshma, the Tony Bar Kapora, the Sula Nisus Bravi, the Nivelis the Chamishi, right? The Bar Kapora said this brisa that Sula is married on Wednesday and the first beer is on Thursday, meaning Wednesday night. Hoel the Nemra Bo Brochel Adagim. Right, and the reason why the first bia is on Thursday, no, it's Wednesday night, because a bracha pruvu was said, milus ha'mayim bayamim was said to the dagim on Thursday, so we want that bracha. It says the Thursday has that bracha in it for dagim. Almona nisis b'chamishi v'nivelis b'shishi, and Almona gets married on Thursday, and her first bia is Thursday night. Hoel v'nemra bo bracha la'adam. Because there's an even bigger thing. The bracha was said pru or vu to Adam. Now Besula, we could have that Maila too, but we have to have it on Wednesday and Thursday in order she go to Beis Din. Okay. Versus time of Mishum bracha. Seems from this brisa, the only reason why the Bia Rishona is Wednesday night is not because of the takana of Besula Nisis L'Ravi, and he shouldn't have the Bia before so he won't cool off before he goes to Beis Din. It's only because of the bracha. And Tosha explains, for a bracha, I'm not interested in the bracha, so there's nothing wrong with me having the bia on Wednesday. But if it's a takana, then I have to keep the takana. Then I can't have the bia till Wednesday night. So it's mashma from this price. So the only problem with having the bia on Wednesday in the afternoon and not on Wednesday night is because of bracha. So if you don't want the bracha, you don't have to have the bracha. It's not a takana. Not because of a takana. Ava mishumik reidai te lo chashima. But they didn't make the takana that your dafka can't live with her until Wednesday night, so you don't cool off after that first bia till the Beis Din meets the next morning. That's the case. The almana is getting married on Thursday. Let her also have the bia on Thursday to get the bracha of the dagim. Mara says bracha do the madifale. No, by her, it's better she should wait till Thursday night to get the bracha of the adam. Another reason why the almana, the first bia is on Thursday night, right? The Tanya, omru almana nisis b'chamishi v'nivelis b'shishi. Why do we say that an almana gets married on Thursday, has her first bia on Thursday night? Shim ata omer tibol b'chamishi, because if you'll have the first bia on Thursday, right? L'machor mashkim l'mnasa v'holichla. So the next day he'll go to work. Right, because there's no sheva brachas except the first sheva brachas of the day of the chasana, and what's it called? He can go by an amana, go to work the next day, and then leave her. So shoktu chachom atakonis menos as well. Another shoktu. They were careful to make sure that that doesn't happen to this poor woman. That should be at least 3 days of simcha with his wife before he ends up going to work. Chamishi b'Shabbos, when he got married, so he's not going to go to work on his wedding day. Then the next night already he's having bia, so he's not going to leave her for that. The erev Shabbos, the Shabbos, right? So therefore, they said, get married on Thursday, have bia Thursday night. That way he'll, be around the next day also. And Shabbos he'll be around anyway, so 3 days she has him home before he ends up leaving the house to go to work. Mer says, may have been bracha v'shoktu. What difference make which reason it is? If the reason is because we want him to have 3 days of simcha, or the reason is that she should get the bracha of Adam, and that's the reason of the bia Thursday night? It could be nayu Adam bottle. One is the guy doesn't have any work. So if God doesn't have any work, could have be on Thursday because he's not going to work anyway. He doesn't have any work. Oinami, Yomtiv Shechol Yosh Be'er Shabbos. If Yomtiv fell on Friday, he's not going to work on Friday either. So anyway, he can't go to work. So then, if the reason is because of Shok, then we could have the bee on Thursday. But if the reason is because to get the bracha of Adam, then the bee has to be Thursday night. Rashi. Even if he has bia on Wednesday, we're not afraid that if the whole Wednesday, the rest of Wednesday and Wednesday goes by, he's going to cool off and not go to Beisdin. So the Brisa says that the bia has to take place on Wednesday night, not on Wednesday during the day. But only because bracha ledagim pruvu milu esamayim, because then you get the chance of getting the bracha that was given to fish on Thursday. Friday is even a bigger bracha that was given to Adam. Time of mishum bracha. It seems from that brisa the only reason that you have to have bia on Wednesday night and not on Wednesday is not because of the takana of besula nisesh b'ravi, but because this way you have a chance to get a bracha. And if you don't want the bracha, it's no big deal. Somebody who's not interested in the bracha, he doesn't care, so he's not over any takana if he has to be on Wednesday. But if the takana would be you get married on Wednesday and you can't have be until Wednesday night because of the takana, then you're an abarian. You're doing something wrong. You're going against the takana of the chachamim. Bracha the adam adifalei. But a besula can't get married on Thursday because then she, won't have the first bia till Thursday afternoon or till Thursday night, and then she'll have to wait till Monday to come to Beis Din. That much we're afraid that it'll cool off. From Wednesday afternoon till Thursday morning, we're not choshish. L'mocher maskim u'mnosav ha'olev she'ein mishter almon v'almona eliyom echad. If one of them is the first marriage, then they have regular sheva brachas. But if neither of them is a first marriage, an almon to an almona, and they both are a second marriage, then there's no sheva brachas. There's only the day of the chasana you have the suda. That's it. That day. The first meal after the wedding, there's sheva brachas. After that, there's no sheva brachas. And even if the first meal is not on the day of the chasen, there's no sheva brachas. Because they got married in the afternoon, and they didn't get to the meal till the night, there's no sheva brachas. It's only the day of the chasana and the first meal. So let's say they get married early in the morning, and they have five meals. Right? Only the first one, they have sheva brachas. Chamishi b'Shabbos yom chuppah. Right? The day of the chuppah is a yom chamishi. Shishi b'Shabbos chibas bia, and Thursday night he lives with her, so he's not going to go to work on Friday, right? That already still has a chiba for her because of the bia, not to leave her and go to work. And Shabbos, he's not going to go to work. So what's the difference between if you're doing it because of the bracha or because he shouldn't go to work? Adam batul lamandi omer bracha da adam adifa avzuti ba v'shishi. The bracha for Adam is better than the bracha for fish. So he should wait to have beer till Thursday night. But if the reason is he shouldn't go to work on Friday, he doesn't go to work anyway, any Friday, any time. Right? Because the only reason is because of Shaktu, then he's not going to work, so he can have the bee on Thursday. Okay, one of the reasons that there's Agadita in the Gemara, it's not the only reason, many other reasons, is that some say that before you get to a difficult sugya, Chazal wanted to give you a little rest. So today we'll take advantage of that and we'll learn only the Agadita. We have a portion of an Amud here and a portion of the Amud there. Instead of doing the Agadita and starting the next sugya, which is a little complicated, we'll learn just the Agadita and count that as the Amud. Okay. So on Hey Amud Aleph. Dorash Bar Kapor. Gedolim Maisi Tzadikim Yosri Maisi Shemayim Va'aretz. The Maisa of Tzadikim, most learn that means what Tzadikim do. Others learn the fact that the Rabban Shom created Tzadikim is greater than that he created Shemayim Va'aretz, because the purpose of those Shemayim Va'aretz is there should be Tzadikim. Or what Tzadikim do is even greater than creation, because the Rabban Shom created an imperfect world and what Tzadikim do is perfect that world. So now, whatever it means, Gedola Maase Tzadikim Yosri Maase Shemayim Va'aretz. Why? The Ilu Maase Shemayim Va'aretz Ksiv Af Yodi Yosto Aretz V'yemini Tavcha Shemayim. That Shemayim Va'aretz each were created with one hand. The Aretz with the left and the Shemayim with the right. But the Maase Yadayim Shel Tzadikim, but when it talks about either what Tzadikim do or the creation of Tzadikim, Ksiv Machon Shiftecho Po'alto Hashem Mikdash Hashem Kondenu Yodecho. So the ones that learn that it means what Tzadikim do, the Tzadikim were the ones who built the Mishkan or built the Mikdash, right? And there it mentions two Yodayim, but they are doing what's called the Maisi Yodayim of the Rabban Shalom. That's the Rabban Shalom's work, building the Mikdash, but the Tzadikim do it. Or it means that the Mikdash is built for the sake of the Avodah of Tzadikim, but there it mentions two hands. Okay, so the Marsha says, what does this mean? Let's see Rashi first. Gedolim Maisa Tzadikim Mimaisa Yitzir Shemayim Va'aretz Umishum Bar Kapora Noket Lo Da'ari Le'el Bagadita. Right, Maisa, since it's speaking about Bar Kapora, and Bar Kapora spoke before Mila the Agadita about the Bracha of the Dagim and the Bracha of Adam, so we brought down some Agadita from Bar Kapora. So Rashi says, Af Yodi Yichada Yad Mikdash Maisi Yidei Tzadikim. The Mikdash was built by Tzadikim, either Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni, the Mishkan. So the Marsha says what it means is the following. The left hand of the Rabban Shalom is Midas HaDin. The right hand is Midas HaRachamim. Eretz, this world, was created by Midas HaDin. Shemayim was created by Midas HaRachamim, but only each one with one hand. The Mikdash, on the other hand, was, it says, Yod HaBetzalo, Osio Shenivru, Bohem, Lechaber Osio Shenivru, Ebem Shemayim V'Oretz. Betzalo knew how to take Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachamim and put them into the Mikdash. So the Mikdash in itself had both things, Rachamim and Din together. And in addition, he says what the Kli Yoker says, that's why the Mikdash had to be built by two people, Betzalel and Aliyah. Betzalel came from Shevet Yehuda, which is Yudke Bavke, which is Midas HaRachamim. And Aliyah came from Shevet Don, which is Din, which is Midas HaDin. So the Mikdash was built with Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachamim together, whereas Shemayim Va'aretz, each one was separate. Aretz originally was created with Midas HaDin, and Shemayim was originally created with Midas HaRachamim. Okay. Bavli Echod, Heishiv Bavli Echod Reb Chiya Shemo. So one Bavli, and his name was Reb Chiya, objected. It says the Yabeshes Yod of Yotzaro. It says Yabeshes Yod of Yotzaro. Two hands. So what are you saying, that Aretz was created only with one hand? It says in a different pasuk, two hands. Yodo Ksiv. No, the Ksiv over there is Yodo. which is very difficult, because if you look in Tehillim, right, it says Yadav as the Ksiv. We don't have a Mesorah that says Yadav. So here's one of the cases. There are others in the Gemara where the Mesorah that the Gemara had is different than the Mesorah we have. The Mesorah in Tehillim that the Gemara said is that the Ksiv over here is Yadav, and our Mesorah is that the Ksiv is also Yadav. And there's a few other cases like that. Rashi's that, what's it called, that even in the Chumash, where, or in Tanakh mostly, where our Mesorah is different than the Mesorah the Chazal had. Ayva Ksiv Yotzaru, Mashma plural. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Yotzru Etzba'osav. It's not going on the hands, but on the fingers. The fingers of the hand, Yotzaru, in the plural. Kidichsid, Ki Era Shamecha, Maase Etzba'osecha. That the Rabbanu Shem created with one hand, but with many fingers. Yorea B'kochov Mashem Konanta. Okay. Rashi. Af Yodi Chadiyad, Mikdosh Maase Yidei Tzadikibu. Hochi Komar. Hai umaisi yoda the maisi at tzaddikim siv shikruy maisi shalahem maisi yoda shalakodish baruch. That's what we didn't get here. Okay, let's see what I write. Meisle hashomai misaprim kvot keil umaisi yoda magid horakia. So it says maisi yoda. Hachi kamer maisi yedeim shal tzaddikim mi magid, who retells the maisi of the tzaddikim, which are with two hands. Harakia, but not Maisa Yodov is the Rakia. Umayni Umater, what is the Maisim of Tzadikim? That they can bring rain. Through their tefillas, they bring rain. Like Rashi says, that rain comes because of the tefillas of people, because it didn't rain until there was a person who could pray for it. Okay, Rashi. Chachi Kamer, Hai Umaisa Yodov Maisa Tzadikim Ksiv, Shikruya Maisa Shalahem, Maisa Yodov Shalakarish Baruch. Their Maisim, right, they are the ones who can be yachal induce the Rabbanu Shalom to do what he does. He brings rain through their tefillas. Rachi Kamer, Maisi Yodav, the Maisi Atzadikim Magid Rakia, Sharakia made Aleim Lebrio Shehim Tzadikim Shemispalim Alek Shomim Mota Yore, that they pray for rain and it comes. Dorish Bar Kapora, May Dichsi V'Yosei Tia Lechol Azeinecha, Al Tikre Azeinecha Ela Oznecha. Pashup shot is you should have a peg on your what's it called weapons, so you can dig when you have to go to the bathroom. You can dig and cover up the refuse, but don't read azenecha, but oznecha. Put it on your ears. Sheim yishma adam dover sheinu hagin. A person hears lashon hara or something else that's not proper. Yoniach etzbo ba'oznach. Should put his fingers in his ears. V'hainu dom Reb Elazar mit neimad zbosav shalodim domos liyaseidos. Why are fingers tapered? Right, they're not thick the same way on the bottom on the top. They taper towards the top of the finger. Domos liyaseidos. My timer. Ilein mishum de mechalkan. What's it called? Mit neimad zbosav shalodim liyaseidos. My timer. Ilein mishum de mechalkan. Kol chada v'chada lemilsei avida. Right, if just because they are separated, each one has its purpose. What are you asking? What's the reason? The reason of each finger is there's a reason for each finger. Domar mar, zu zera, zu kmitza, zu ama, zu etzba, zu godel. Each one has its function. Rashi will explain what that means. Each finger has a different name and a different function. Elamatam shuposki yaseidos. Not why are they separated like pegs. Why are they tapered like pegs? That was the question. Shim yishma adam dover sheinu hagun yaniach etzba'osav ba'ozav. In case he hears something that's improper to hear, he can put his fingers like a earplug in his ear so he won't hear. Rashi. Yaniach etzba'o yoseid is a kabili, is a peg. Yaniach etzba'o shehi shfuya ki yoseid. It's put his fingers, which are tapered, in his ear. My time, the Columber, but my domos kiesedos. In what way are fingers compared to pegs? E name it the mechalkon. That's the fact that they're separated into separate fingers. They're not connected like with a web or something like a duck's a duck's foot, where it's connected with a web, or it's all one big mitt, like a catcher's mitt, right? Chada chada lemilse, kushi kolachas yesh batzorech. Right? There's no question to ask why you have separate fingers. Each finger was created for to serve a purpose. The apet zorche gavoa, even for tzorche gavoa. So Rashi's mashma vadi, the fingers have purposes, simple purposes. But there's even a greater purpose for each finger, that they serve a purpose. We'll see in 1 second for avodas Hashem. Others learn that's the opposite. The reason the fingers were created separate were for avodas Hashem. You could use them for other things too, but the main purpose they were created for was each one, because you need it for some avodas Hashem. Meaning, it's not that once we have fingers, so the Rebbeinu Shem told you what to do with them. But he made fingers because those functions had to exist. There had to be a function that we're going to get to in a second of avodas Hashem. So the Rebbeinu Shem created finger. Now that they're there, you could use them for other things too. Zuzeres min haktana moldedim zeres shel choshen. From the pinky, you measure the zeres of the, it's a zeres arko, the zeres rachbo, I think it's a half an amma zeres. So you measure it from the pinky to, I think, what's it called? I'm not 100% sure where the measurement goes. Anybody have notes over there on the bottom? You measure from the pinky either to the elbow or to the farthest, I think maybe from the pinky to the thumb, over across, and that's called a zeris. From the zeris till the thumb, that's called the mid of a zeris. So you need a pinky to be able to have that measurement. That's a half an amma, as I said. Okay. Zuk mitza mi etzba she'etzok tana, the finger next to the pinky is the kmitza. Maschilim likmots chofe sholosh etzbos or pas yodo. Hakmitza v'ha'ama v'etzva v'komitz. So you put three fingers, right? These three fingers down, and that's the kmitza. So you start the kmitza from this finger. So that's called the kmitza, the finger. Zu'ama mehagdola modin amas binyan v'amas kalin. From the biggest finger, which is the one next to the kmitza, right? You from its tip till your elbow. That's how you measure an amma. Zu etzba. Etzba is the one next to the thumb. Lematn domim sholchatos uchsi be etzba'o. That's the one that you put the matanos of dam of a chatos on the mizbeach with that finger. Ze godol lebohen yad the aron the mitzora. And the thumb is where you put the bohen yod of hayaminis on the by mitzora and by aron when they consecrated the kohan, and they also put the blood of the korban on his finger. Mishupo. So Gemara says, no, I'm not concerned why there are separate fingers. That, each one has its purpose. But why are they tapered? Okay? Okay, let's go on. Tana Dever Bishmuel. Nipnei ma'ozen kula kosha. Why is the ear all hard? The ha'alya raka. But the earlobe is soft. The whole ear, outer ear could have been hard, cartilage. Why is the earlobe soft and pliable? Shim yishma adam dover sheinu hagen yakuf alya letocho. In case he hears something not proper, he can bend the earlobe inside his ear as an earplug. Tana rabbanan al yashmiya adam liozav zorin betalin. Person shouldn't hear useless talk, chatter. Mipnei shehem nichlos chile dorim, because when you go into Gehenna, your ears get burned first. So you have to protect your ears. Okay. We go in, I guess, head first, so the first aver that's affected is your ears. Okay, in any case, I always have the, let's see, Rashi. Alya boshesh b'sof ha'ozen, the earlobe. Nichvos t'chila le'vorim, rakos v'dakos, lichavos mikulam. They are soft and get burnt, soft things get burnt first. They're If you singe a head of an animal, the ears get cooked first because they're soft. Okay. So I always have a nice shot over here, because the Chora, the Gemara says that the reason your fingers are tapered is that you can stick them in your ear and not hear Lashon Hara. It says the same reason your earlobe is soft, for the same reason. What do you need earlobes and fingers then for? Right? The Chora, one of them would have been enough. Not only that, it's impossible to put your earlobes in your ear unless you have fingers. So you need the fingers anyway. So what do you need earlobes for? And besides that, right, there's another way not to hear Lashon Hara. Walk away. Stand there with your fingers in your ears or your earlobes or whatever. Walk away. So I'd like to say the earlobes, the purpose of the outer ear is an afarchesis. It says that the ozen sheshomal har Sinai by the Eved, this is the earlobe, is where you pierce his ear. He doesn't want to go out. Says the ozen sheshomal har Sinai lo signal, he went and stole, or ozen sheshomal har Sinai avodaihein, and he went and sold himself as an Eved, that should get pierced. But l'chora, this part of the ear didn't hear. This part of the ear is just dead skin. It's the inner ear that hears. So she put an awl into his ear and pierced his ear. So Pashas the Rabbanu Shem is a Rachamon, and he is satisfied with a symbol without making the guy deaf. But I have a different shot. Everybody heard on Har Sinai no signal. Well, he didn't hear. Well, he heard it. Olvin Shishoma Har Sinai. Well, the pshat is the purpose of this ear, the Gemara says in another place, is that the outer ear is an afarcheses. It's like a funnel. It directs the sound to you. If you wouldn't have ears like this, so the sound would pass by. This way it collects the sound and directs it towards you. That's the function of the outer ear. So the guy heard those signals, and he heard Avodahem. Didn't think he was talking to him. Stop. The Rosh was talking, but it's not me. It doesn't mean me. So the part of his ear that was the problem was not his inner ear. He heard Gans fine what it said, but he didn't direct it to himself. He didn't hear that the Rebbe was talking to him. So that's the Mela. It says like this, that there are three kinds of Lashon Hara and three ways of reacting to it, body language wise. There's one kind of Lashon Hara that comes from a Baal Lashon Hara, as the Rambam says. A Baal Lashon Hara is a person who does this professionally. He gets enjoyment out of it. He does it maliciously. And he's the kind of person you shouldn't have anything to do with. That's the worst Baal Lashon Hara. So that kind of person is supposed to use your feet and walk away from him because he's a Rasha. And you can't be in his presence. Then there's the second level of Lashon Hara, which comes from there, not a Baal Lashon Hara, but a regular person. Because once in a while he's nichshel in Lashon Hara. He's not a bad person. He's just doing something bad. So then, if you walk away, you're giving the impression that he's a bad person, which is not true. So you don't walk away. What do? You put your fingers in your ears, and you say the following with your body language. You're not a bad person. You're not a Baal Lashon Hara. But right now, you're doing something that I can't be involved in. So I'm going to keep my fingers in my ears. I'm not walking away from you, because in essence, you're not a bad person. When you stop doing what you're doing, which is bad, I'll be happy to have a shaychus with you, and I'll take my fingers out of my ears. So that's the body language of putting your fingers in your ears, not walking away. Then there's a third kind of Lashon Hara. The third kind of Lashon Hara is where it is selective Lashon Hara. Meaning, if I have a daughter and I have to find out information about a certain guy, so I see my friend who knows this guy, and I'm walking with another friend. Okay, I'm walking with Reuven, and I see Shimon who has information about this guy. So I say to Shimon, you know anything about this guy? And Shimon knows that the guy is a murderer, who knows what, a pervert or whatever, and he wants to tell me, don't get your daughter involved with this guy. He's already murdered seven women beforehand, right? So Reuven has to tell me exactly what he knows, because it's Toelis, and he has to tell you the right way or whatever, and then it's not Lashon Hara. But it's not a Lashon Hara for me, because for me it's a Toelis. But my friend Shimon is walking with me. He has no daughters. He doesn't have to hear about this guy. So he's not allowed to listen to that. So if he puts his fingers in his ears in order not to listen to the Lashon Hara, he's giving me and my friend Reuven the impression that this is Lashon Hara. So Reuven will shut up, and I will not listen, and my poor daughter will suffer. So therefore he can't put his fingers in his ears. So what he does is he says, look, For you too, this is not Lashon Hara. But for me, it's Lashon Hara. Therefore, he takes the earlobe, which makes the sound miyuchad to him, and puts it in his ear, in order to show that this is not Lashon Hara for the two of you, because it's a toelis for you. But for me, there's no toelis, therefore it's Lashon Hara only for me. So you don't stop talking, and I won't listen. So therefore, that's the body language of that kind of Lashon Hara. Okay. Tomorrow, Yitzh Hashem, we will start the sugya of Chabura, right? Why is there an Isser? Is there an Isser of having Bia Rishona, breaking the Besulim on Shabbos?